The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I've had to start this over twice now. Maybe this is our third try because the conversation we're going to have about, well, Lupita, let's call her Lupita. it really hit home with me. She's having issues with her boyfriend, especially after the day of love, after Valentine's Day. And she expressed herself. Tears are flowing. It's obvious that she's extremely hurt and the person she's with doesn't care.
Well, you got to tell him why.
Well, because he didn't get her anything. But there's more to it. You have to listen. You really have to listen to what she's saying. And also, I think
she said
women,
she was going to get her own Valentine's
Day
stuff.
She did. She said, I'll get my own.
But it's...
That's not the thing,
it's
though.
It's always heartbreaking when you're watching a person give their honest effort into a relationship and it's not being reciprocated.
And the other person is like, I love you, but... Ooh. Put these stipulations on it, and I don't have to be like this. I don't have to do all that. You know what Anthony said, Automatic, when you weren't in the studio? He told me and our new intern, Jesus Crust, he's like, bro, even if you don't have money, can you fold a piece of freaking paper
right.
and put I love you on it?
You know, steal your neighbor's flowers.
Do something. I found something, Automatic, that you wrote to me years ago. I still have it. It's not a card. I've thrown away countless cards. This little piece of paper that you scrawled a message to me on, I still have in my drawer.
It's priceless.
It's priceless because it means that you were thinking of me. You took that moment to write something. That's all this man had to do. So listen and decide, is it worth breaking up over? Let's go now. I have to tell the most amazing story about my husband, DJ Automatic, on this fine Thursday. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And together, all three of us are the Dana Cortez Show. And my husband, DJ Automatic, is a lot of things. He's grumpy. Oh. He's a little ornery. But let me tell you, he's a good man.
Where are you
man.
Going with this before you insult
you.
Me?
No. These are your character traits, but you are a very good man.
Okay.
A very kind man, a very caring man. And yesterday I went into the grocery store. Usually he does the shopping. I was like, I'm going to run in. I'll be right out. While I'm inside, he helps a little old lady put her cart back. She was rude. She was mean. She gave him a taste of his own medicine, but he did it anyway because he cares about people. And she couldn't figure out how to get the cart between the cars.
First of all, the main reason I helped her is she was about to run her cart into my car.
You still did it. Was she struggling?
She was struggling, and she was about to hit the car, and I was like, you know, this little old lady needs a little bit of help. So I just went and grabbed the cart for her, and I go and I put it back where it's supposed to go, and I look at her, and I'm like, I think she's going to be like, oh, thank you, thank you. She just looks at me, she goes,
She gave you a taste of DJ Automatic. That's going to be you. How old do you think she was?
Oh, she was definitely 80 plus, maybe 90 plus.
She was
a little bit older and ornery. And, you know, you just hope she makes it till next week.
Yes,
she'll be okay,
exactly.
Dude. We love her.
And just know that no matter what, you did a good deed.
Yeah,
and
dude.
You're a good man.
Did you feel good even though she rejected you? Like, did you feel like, oh.
Because I didn't even think about it, to be honest.
He thought about it enough when I came out. He told me the story.
I feel like sometimes when you do nice things for people who are really moody, it goes a long way, like deep down. So she's gonna feel it, dude. She's gonna be very thankful, bro.
She's thankful.
So good job, DJ Automatic.
Or at least I am. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Random Acts of Kindness Day.
Hey!
So there it is, DJ Automatic.
I was a day ahead.
I didn't even know.
And we'll wrap it up on a fun one. National Cabbage Day.
Cabbage is fun. Cabbage is really good in caldo, which is soup.
Oh,
I make good Mexican soup with caldo.
Dude.
With cabbage rather. And cabbage on tacos. I'm just telling you, if you haven't tried it, a little pickled onions and cabbage on some fish tacos.
That's when you know the tacos are real.
Yeah, that's when you know they're real, for sure. All right, so let's talk real quick about the fact that it's Black History Month.
Yes.
And the first man in America to introduce inoculation, which led to vaccines, is an African-American.
Oh.
His name was Onesimus. Now, his birth name was unknown. He was enslaved and in 1706 was given to the New England Puritan minister, Cotton Mather, who renamed him, gave him the name Onesimus. And when smallpox was going around, he said, let's put the pus of these sick animals into our bodies so that we can become immune. That is where vaccination comes from.
Oh, wow.
Imagine that nobody ever talks about... Did you learn about him in school?
No.
No. You learned about him right here. All right. Celebrating Black History Month.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you just turned us on, we are discussing Valentine's Day that just passed, obviously. I know it's a commercial holiday. People will say, it doesn't mean anything. It's a fake holiday. It doesn't matter. This next woman, I'm going to play an excerpt of her video that went viral on TikTok. She's very upset because her man gave her nothing. And you can tell that she's just distraught about it. She's sad. She's crying.
Why am I crying? I don't know. Because the guy I'm with is not like a detailed person. I know he's not going to give me anything, even though I don't expect anything. But shout out to those girls that are going to get flowers, teddy bears, chocolate on Valentine's Day. You guys are lucky ones, but you know what? I don't need anyone to give me anything. I'm going to get my own chocolates, my own balloons, my own teddy bear. It's going to be nice. I'm going to do it for myself. I don't need him to do it for me. So whatever.
I'll tell you a little bit more in a little bit, but it reminds me of a relationship I was in. But since it's what guys think, automatic Anthony A, why would a man be consciously mean to somebody,
I don't
knowing
even know.
She wants that, she needs it, and well, just be like, nope.
Did she express that to him or just to her at TikTok?
No, she expressed it to him.
Oh. But like,
why does she have to express it to him? It's Valentine's Day, bro.
Because some men are just built different. He might not know how to love. He might not have an example of love. But you know, it depends on how he was raised.
If you're in a relationship with a woman, though, it's above an unspoken rule that you get her at least a little bit of something or show some kind of effort on Valentine's Day.
I think in the perfect world that happens, but I know even personally in my home, I don't remember my dad ever getting anything for my mom for Valentine's Day. I don't remember like that being like a thing. No, not at all.
And now they're not together.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
And the reason why he was like that is because his dad didn't do any of that kind of stuff. He never saw that example. He never got that, like, he never learned how to love, really.
So I'm going to ask you a question. Would your mom be hurt by it?
She would always act like she didn't care, but of course she was her. Yeah,
it was not her. I mean, listen to Lupita. Like, she, like, maybe she picked the wrong man. The lady, the call that we're talking about.
Okay. All right. You're right. You have to be accountable.
My bad. I said Lupita because she sounds like my cousin.
I was going to say. I was like, do I know this woman?
My bad. She sounds like my cousin Lupe. That's why I was like, dang. Dude, no, but yeah. Maybe she just picked the wrong guy and she's coming to the realization that this might be the final straw in a relationship.
And then there also might just be the fact that he's just not that into her.
He doesn't care about it.
He doesn't care that much. Well, she might be a side chick. You don't know. I don't.
A side chick. Now you're reading too much. They're together. I saw the TikTok. No, she's not the side chick.
You're overdoing the honesty, automatic. You're overdoing the honesty.
Well, he just might not be that into her.
I'm going to come full circle to, you know, how I started this conversation, where it kind of reminds me of a relationship that I was in with a person who was very mean. Everything you guys talked about, he was not a good person. You know, he didn't have a strong upbringing, whatever, whatever. But really, it was that he was a mean guy. He was a mean person, and for some reason, he enjoyed making me feel bad. He enjoyed seeing me cry. He was abusive. It was emotional and physical, and I had to leave. Now, I don't know if Lupita is going through this with her man, but the way she's crying and the way she's expressing herself reminds me of me when I was in that. And so you do have to be accountable, look in the mirror and say, wait a minute, I'm here.
By choice.
I don't have to be here. You don't have to be there. You don't have to put up with it. You can leave, because just like you said, I can buy my own. I can do my own. You damn right. And you're going to be okay without jerk man.
This might be the first step in her getting out of the relationship.
Yes, I hope so.
And on to the new one, where she's going to meet a new man who will do things that she needs to do, right?
Like, give her a teddy bear.
There you go.
On Valentine's Day.
And if you need that kind of stuff, women, make sure your man knows that. Tell him that you need
it. She's telling the world.
But did she tell him?
Yes, she did. And he doesn't care, because he's like the guy I was with. He just wants to be mean, and it makes him feel good. And your relationship should not bring you pain. Love does not hurt.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I have the best Justin Bieber story. The Biebs to the rescue. If you need a feel-good moment, this is it. Daily Dirt Time, this story and more. The best gossip, Anthony A, celebrity birthdays.
First and foremost, we got to pay homage to the legendary Vicente Fernandez, who was born on 1940 this day. We have Ed Sheeran celebrating a birthday, Paris Hilton, and Michael Jordan.
Okay, so let's talk about Megan Fox. You know, she's engaged to Machine Gun Kelly. He gave her that beautiful emerald and diamond ring.
She can't take off her finger, else it'll cut her.
I guess. I don't know. They drank each other's blood. They did what they got to do.
Creepy.
What?
But her ex, Brian Austin Green, who was once one of America's biggest heartthrobs when he starred in Beverly Hills 90210, he got a new love, too. Her name is Sharna Burgess. She's on Dancing with the Stars. They're expecting their first child together. And Megan Fox is on record saying, I'm very happy for Brian. I love Brian. I wish him nothing but the best.
Aww.
That's how all couples should be. Be happy for one another.
And that's how you know she was done.
Real,
that baby's going to grow up and be a wild boy.
All right, now let's talk about Miguel and Nazanin, another one of my favorite couples. They broke up a while back. They released a statement to the public. They're back on officially. They both posted each other shortly after Valentine's Day. And Miguel was just honest. He wrote, "Love heals."
And you know,
when you've been together as long as they have, they've been together since they were really young.
Since high school, right?
Right out of high school, I'm pretty sure.
Now that Miguel and Nazina are back together, COVID's going to end.
That's it.
That's what we needed to happen. That's it.
Go check the photos. This is one sexy couple for sure. At Dana Cortez on Instagram. Day inside the story. And then finally, this is your feel-good story for the day. Justin Bieber helped save a local donut shop. They're called Tim Horton Donuts in Canada. It was one of his favorite places, but just like so many small businesses, they were struggling during COVID. They were going to shut their doors. Here comes the Beeb with a little influx of cash. He developed some new flavors, and the owner says, "We are so happy to report we've kept all of our staff and sales are up 10.3%.
Hey!
The Beeb's is a good guy.
He really is. And at first I was like, this is a great story. Why is he saving a donut shop? And then I realized, oh yeah, he just got involved in the cannabis industry.
He got munchies.
You make it sound like there's just one of these. There's 4,800 locations in Canada.
He helped save them, okay? Those are today's Daily Dirt Stories. Back with more coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
According to Psychology Today, emotional integrity is a problem right now between couples. The pandemic has escalated the situation. I'm going to talk to you about it. If you're in a relationship, you don't want to miss this. In case you missed it, these are three stories you need to know. DJ Automatic.
So traffic has changed since the pandemic. We all can agree on that.
It's crazy, yeah.
Well, it's not necessarily busier, but people are driving more aggressive, and it's increased.
Dude. Facts, yes. Bro. People are crazy.
So it's increased traffic deaths the most since the 1940s. There's actually been a 17% increase in deaths in the United States since the pandemic. People, you need to slow down, take a deep breath, and let that person get in front of you. It's not the end of your life if they get in front of you.
We're screaming at an old lady in the grocery store the other day in a parking lot. No.
I thought I was helping her bring her cart back.
Oh, another old lady.
Okay, listen. As the worst driver in the room, I just want to say,
own it, Anthony.
Well, everybody likes to complain about bad drivers, but nobody ever wants to own up to it, so I'm doing that, all right? Just be kind to each other, all right? We're all trying to get to the same destination.
I thought I was going to die in Anthony's car. I thought I was going to die in the field.
A lot of other Americans thought they were going to die, too, when they got scammed on the internet. Mm. In case you missed it, the FTC has reported that over $707 million were lost last year in social media scams.
Ooh.
An estimated 95,000 people reported social media fraud to the FTC. Something I found a little interesting about this study, too, is that it's actually 18 to 39-year-olds is the majority of group people getting scammed.
Remember that shower crap I ordered that didn't work?
Oh, no. I mean, think about
it. On TikTok, it didn't work.
Do you guys buy stuff off Instagram?
Yes, Instagram, obviously.
TikTok. Right now, I'm getting an ad at this very moment because we're talking about
it. I'm one of the few people who just doesn't trust it. If it's not coming from a reputable store, I won't buy it.
That's facts, dude. That's a good little way to look at it because the majority of these things happen on Facebook or Instagram.
Well, TikTok too. I'm here to tell you. Watch it. All right, so in case you missed it, the pandemic is causing a lot of stress between couples. And a lack of emotional integrity is happening. Now, if you've already had issues, the pandemic has only exasperated the
whole situation. Hence why everyone's driving angry.
Yeah, so if you claim you're not angry or hurt when you actually are, this can escalate to almost tantrum-like behavior.
Yeah.
Automatic.
I did that. I'll own up. Yeah, I did that from time to time.
Here's another thing. If you're trying to hide your mistakes or weaknesses from one another, it can make it worse. It's okay. If you find the other unpredictable, this is not a good thing. If you're avoiding sharing things that could be hurtful to the other, look, you don't have to be mean about things, but you have to express yourself. Don't do that. If you're often unaware of your feelings in general, that means the emotional integrity is lacking. But here's the number one thing. If you find yourself hiding your true feelings about something from your partner for fear that they're going to react in a crazy way, the emotional integrity is lacking in your relationship. You've got to be able to talk to one another.
That just sounds like you're in a bad relationship. That's
no,
not
it doesn't. It sounds like you're in a normal relationship.
So you're saying if I'm afraid to tell my partner something, am I lacking emotional integrity or they are? No,
so you both are because you fear them because they're going to react in a way that causes a fight. Now, I know we're not supposed to talk about Anthony A's former relationship until he moves out of the apartment they once shared, but this is going to be a topic later. Because there's a lot of.
Oh, but you're just going to mention it now.
Yeah,
you're just going to give a little trailer to it now.
I'm not going to lie. I was thinking, I was like, damn, this sounds like what happened to Anthony.
After Dana's like emotional integrity conversation, I think now it could be like, it's not you or me, it's us. We're just not working.
Yes, two good people don't always mean a good relationship.
It happens. You know, and just, all you can do is strive for honesty. That's all I try to do.
Thank you very much. Honestly, DJ Automatic, your driving is out of control.
Okay.
Settle down.
Okay. People need to learn how to drive.
Okay. I'm going to share all of this on my Instagram, as I always do. Go to @DanaCortez in the story. There it is.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Chloe Lowry from Colorado is allergic to sex.
What?
She's an 18-year-old college student who just had her first sexy time encounter. And when everything was done, she said she looked like she'd been to the dentist. Went to the doctor. Turns out she's highly allergic to sperm.
Oh!
Yeah. So no matter what kind of sexy time, whether it's just normal or oral, whatever the case may be, she has a terrible reaction. In fact, she says it gets painful. She experiences burning sensations down below, and it feels like a million acupuncture needles.
Oh my God. I've met women who are like allergic to like latex, but never a woman who's allergic to some gentleman juice.
So she has to prepare for sexy time before. And if it doesn't work out, she has to put ice on her private parts after. It's a real medical condition. It's extremely rare, but it happens. There's nothing to say.
Besides, what the f***?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
There's nothing else to do either, because she can't have that. So, yeah, no. That's where that story ends, ladies and gentlemen.
I suspect that she won't be getting married anytime soon.
Oh. Or having kids.
Oh.
Well, to a much lighter story, the Portland pickle is missing, and we need your help.
Something I'm not allergic to.
So the mascot for the Portland Pickles was actually lost in transit, but they found him, and they left him at the front of the stadium. His name is Dylan T. Pickle, and he was porch pirated from the front of the stadium.
Wait, who left the mascot there unattended? Wouldn't you wait? Like, there's no signature required.
Well, let me tell you something. When FedEx wants to put something at the front of your doorstep, do they ever ask you for a signature?
Very rarely.
Well, somebody is out there right now with the Portland pickle, and we need it back, okay?
Please return that pickle, all right? You know, the pickle got taken in Portland, and the chocolate milk got taken away from these kids in Southern California. 26 fourth graders got together and stood up for what they believed in. They set a protest up at the elementary school because the administrators decided they can't have chocolate milk for lunch anymore.
What do we want?
Chocolate milk!
When do we want it?
Now!
I'm so proud of these kids. I've never had so much faith and hope in our future. And I remember because like when they took away strawberry milk at my school, we rioted. All right, we should have got together and been
milk.
A little
what
bit.
Kind of, you had strawberry milk?
What
strawberry
school
milk?
Did you go to?
Oh, all right.
Well, did you have square pizza?
Oh, hell yeah, yeah, dude.
Oh, my gosh. But the best has got to be tater tots.
Oh.
Tater tot day was the best day.
You going to eat your tots?
Oh, my God. Okay. What happened? Did the kids get their chocolate milk?
Yes. The school administration decided to give them chocolate milk twice a month.
Democracy, hey. Everybody. Give it up for democracy.
What do we want?
Chocolate milk.
Fight the power.
When do we want it?
We'll be back after this. Those are today's WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you love McDonald's? What if I told you can order McDonald's virtually? Yeah, big news in food news. Hottest hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show. It's Thursday, Friday's Eve. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
All right, so you remember when Steve from Blue's Clues made an appearance last year in the middle of a pandemic and made us all feel better?
I guess I just wanted to say that after all these years, I never forgot you.
There's a movie coming. Blue's Clues, the movie!
What?
I'm so excited. Steve, Josh, and Joe. All three hosts are in a tease with Blue, of course. So it's safe to say they're all going to be in the movie. It's called Blue's Big City Adventure. Why am I a grown-up excited about this? I don't know. We can all stream it on Paramount Plus later this year. I think because they saw the excitement, not only children, but grown-ups expressed when Steve made his comeback.
You think they're going to go like on a search for the final cure of COVID?
No.
That might be where Blue and Steve
put a
go.
Big paw on, on the vaccine right there.
I mean, there's a lot of millennials that are going to be at the movies this year. We got the story about Buzz Lightyear. Yeah, now
it's
we got
a three-generation movie. I mean, think about it. From Steve, Josh, and Joe. It's crazy. All right, and then finally in food news, McDonald's filed 10 new trademark applications moving forward on their plan to open virtual online restaurants in the online metaverse.
What?
So you walk in virtually, you place your order, and the food is actually delivered to you, and you never have to remove your headset.
So you eat physical food, right?
No, you eat physical food.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But you never leave your game.
I thought this was like Tamagotchis. Remember Tamagotchis?
No. Oh, no, no, where you feed a little dog?
No. No.
I just aged myself right there, but let me tell you.
I feel like I'm in a Wordle game. I don't know what that is.
You don't remember Tamagotchis?
No, I don't.
Well, they were that basically the metaverse is a Tamagotchi.
Well, so not only McDonald's is investing, Panera Bread and many others, and I was thinking we should do a Dana Cortez Show studio in the metaverse.
Oh.
You want to do it?
Kind of genius.
I know, right?
Snoop Dogg's launching the Death Row thing, Death Row label in the metaverse as well, too.
And so now they have, do you see Gunna and Nas and Lil Baby actually just bought a real estate company inside the metaverse. Well, they invested in a real estate company inside the metaverse.
Well, we can rent space from them for the studio. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, Lil Baby going to be a real estate agent. That is crazy. That is a lie.
I learned nothing from him, actually.
we'll start with National Cabbage Day.
Cabbage on tacos is good. Mm. Cabbage is a great vegetable. It's a cruciferous vegetable. It fights cancer.
Shout out to cabbage rolls.
That's right, yo. And we also have National Random Acts of Kindness.
That's a good one.
Leads me to ask, when's the last time somebody's done something nice for you, Dana Cortez?
Oh, my husband, DJ Automatic. He gave up his hair appointment for mine because I dyed my hair green. I'm back, baby.
I'm here for the people.
There you go, dog.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Dana Cortez Show is on. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
And I love this part of the show. I know you do, too, because we get such a reaction on social media and the phone lines. Music Facts with DJ Automatic, February 17th.
In today's birthdays, we got Ed Sheeran.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet, too.
You say what you want about Ed Sheeran. Last time we talked to Trippie Redd, he said he wanted to work with Katy Perry and Ed Sheeran.
He's an amazing musician.
Yeah. Ed Sheeran got slaps, bro. I love Ed Sheeran.
And it is also Ronnie DeVoe's birthday of New Edition and Belle Biv DeVoe.
Yeah, Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect.
An incredible artist and an incredible producer as well.
Now we're going to 1988 when the Ghetto Boys released their debut album, Making Trouble. So the reason I brought this up was because this was the original Ghetto Boys. The only original member was Bushwick Bill.
So Scarface and Willie D were not in the original group?
No, they were not in the original group. They came on the next album.
I didn't know that. Interesting music fact.
Now we're going to 1988 when DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince released their single, Parents Just Don't Understand.
To you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue, parents just don't understand.
What year was that, DJ Automatic?
1988.
Our daughter, Ava Matic, my oldest daughter, Kirsten, and Stasia as well, know every word to that song. That's the kind of classic that they made.
Next, we're going to 1998 when Destiny's Child releases their self-titled debut album.
H-Town!
So just like the Ghetto Boys,
who
are from Houston, Destiny's Child is from Houston, these were the original members of Destiny's Child, not the current members of Destiny's Child.
Okay, that's crazy because you said in the beginning it was only Bushwick Bill.
Yes.
Same for Destiny's Child. It was only Beyonce.
What were the girls' names?
They don't matter. Latoya, Latavia, and it doesn't matter. I mean, I don't remember them. I just know that it was Beyonce. And then they go on to replace all of them with Michelle and Kelly.
Next, we're going to 2002 when Ja Rule and Ashanti have the number one record in the country with this one right here.
Always on time. You can make fun of Ja Rule. You can say whatever you want to say. There was a moment in music history where he ran the charts.
For real. He was kind of like Drake for a little while. He had like the R&B and hip hop lane just wrapped up.
What happened?
Oh, that video where he's dressed up like Grease Lightning.
That's the one.
Right. And then
50 Cent came and just ended him.
And Wangsta was on the 8 Mile soundtrack originally, and that came out. And then, yeah, 50 Cent. It was just, I think it was really bad timing for Ja Rule because Ja Rule, anyway, I'm going on a whole nother rant. Automatic, go ahead.
Next, we're going to 2014 when Iggy Azalea releases the single Fancy.
Champagne spilling, you should taste it.
Here's another one. What happened to her?
She's been trying to come back with another record. She had some records that were actually pretty good, but I think no one takes her serious at this point.
Yeah, she had a lot of like Twitter outbursts at times too, where she kind of outed herself. Remember she went back and forth with Q-Tip for a while, then her and T.I. was like, who was the guy who signed her? Her and him had a little back and forth, so she's done it herself, but she is fine as hell, dog.
I will say this record's going to keep her paid for a very long time because it was number one for 7 weeks, and it was a number one record in a lot of countries, not just here in the United States.
Music Facts with DJ Automatic here on The Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You got locked into The Dana Cortez Show, and earlier we were playing a TikTok that went viral of a woman complaining that her man's not going to do nothing on Valentine's Day, which got us to talking about how some men aren't romantic at all. So we're going to give you 4 tips on how to make your partner the Rico Suave you've always dreamed of. That's going to be 2 dudes.
1 studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, where myself, Anthony A, and DJ Automatic politely ask Dana Cortez to leave the room and recap what you may have missed. Right, Automatic?
Or we get to have a candid conversation about the topic without Dana trying to tell us how we should feel about something.
That's right, homies.
Because she likes to tell me, oh no, you shouldn't feel that way about that. You should feel like this.
But that's part of being her husband.
It is.
Is it? Automatic, would you say, I think you have romantic moments. You're romantic. I mean,
I have spurts of romance.
As a best friend to both of you guys, you have spurts of romance. You're not the most romantic guy, but
no,
you
have spurts of romance. And I'm the first to admit it.
Oh, there it is. That's
beautiful. But I don't think Dana's the most romantic girl either.
Oh, there it is, dude.
That's why we make a perfect combination here.
Like that. You know what I'm saying? They speak each other's love language. So if you're trying to make your man spice it up a little bit more, here's the number one thing you should do. DJ Automatic, go in and tell him.
Be realistic.
Hello.
Your man might not be the romantic guy. Bringing you flowers might be the most romantic thing he can even think of.
And think about this. The most romantic thing he can do is be honest to you, which he does, all right? DJ Automatic, number 2 on our list of how to make these men more romantic.
Give hints. In other words, offer sex.
You'll get his interest
peaked and other things peaked as well. And that might just cause him to be a more romantic guy because he's going to be thinking with his other brain.
Okay, there you go. You can dangle that sexy time carrot. That works sometimes. What's next on our list, Automatic?
Get your best gear on, girls. Dress up for him. Don't go around wearing that raggedy t-shirt or those pajamas that we just don't find sexy.
So you're saying for the ladies maybe around the house, you're used to your at-home wardrobe, slip something on, something that makes you feel a little bit more empowered about yourself.
There you go.
That'll get you going as a guy. You're like, where's she going? What's she got going on?
This last one is very important, and you might not think it's a big deal, but ignite his competitive spirit. Men are competitive by nature. If you say, hey, my girl's man did this for her, I wish that would happen to me, and you keep dropping those hints over and over, eventually he's going to do something for you.
Well done, DJ Automatic, ladies and gentlemen. We might have to play this back for your wife. Let us know if your man is or isn't romantic and what's the most romantic thing he's ever done for you. At AnthonyA400 on Instagram and Twitter, at DJ Automatic. Have a beautiful day. And as always, the Dana Cortez Show loves you, even if your man doesn't.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Aye, aye, aye. The WTF is always wild, but the fact that this woman is allergic to sperm, it's very rare. But it does happen. Not only can it affect you, and I made the, she's not going to be having kids, or you said Automatic, she's not going to be having kids. Oftentimes, women that are allergic to sperm can't because something in their pH kills the sperm.
Oh.
Yeah, damn. Like the whole story is just
crazy. It was funny, and now you're just making it depressing.
Well, it's not depressing because, there is treatment. I told you she can prepare, but it doesn't always work.
Cellophane her body?
It sucks. Dude, it sucks. She doesn't suck, but it sucks.
Well, she did. That's why she had the mouth issue. She's not going to do it again, though. Gosh. Better have a 7-Up Slurpee on hand. Anyway, I can't imagine that happening to me. It would be horrible. Would it be a deal breaker for you, DJ Automatic?
Hell yeah.
You wouldn't love me enough if something happened to me right now?
I mean, this is like way longer. We've been married for over a decade.
You'd stay with me, right?
Yeah, I would. Well, yes, of course, now. But like, had it been that way in the beginning, hell no, I wouldn't have been with you. If you can't have sex, no. Why would I? I'm not going to lie and say.
Oh. We can, but we have to take precautions.
Okay. It's too much work. All right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're raving us a wrap up. I think we're done with this episode. Studio time is over, guys. They're asking us to leave here.
More of the podcast now. I bet he's going to be talking about this one, though.